podcast is a proud member of the That Moment In Podcast Network. Check out the network at thatmomentin.com.
Hello, everybody, and welcome to this yet another bonus episode of the Cinema Recall Podcast here at thatmomentin.com. I am your host, The Vern, and for the next few minutes, I'm going to be looking at yet another feature from the 2017 Twin Cities Film Festival. Yes, I know the festival has been gone for a little bit, but the movies still remain. And the movie that I'm going to be taking a look at this week is a 2016 silent feature called If Memory Serves. Now, silent movies hasn't really been big, and I think the last one that actually made it to theaters was The Artist back in 2011. But let me get into this movie. So, If Memory Serves was written and directed by Andrew Devary. Set around the time of World War I, the story follows a young soldier who has been drafted to go into battle. Right around the same time, his girlfriend has been injured in a car accident. Talk about your bad luck there. She awakens with no memory and a shady doctor who pretends to pose as her husband. Thinking that his lover has died, because that's what the evil doctor has told him in a letter, the soldier returns home and is surprised to find out that she is very much alive, but with no memories of him. How will he make her remember the love they once had? I'm going to play you a small little trailer. I get that this is a silent movie, but maybe you'll understand the tone and the feel of it, alright? So let's have a listen. If what I have described so far seems kind of dark and sad, it really isn't. While this movie does have moments of being dramatic, this is very much a high-spirited comedy with some terrific examples of physical comedy that both Buster Keaton and Charlie Chaplin would be extremely proud of. I don't have any information about the cast members, but they all did a fantastic job. Not just our two lovers and the one evil doctor, but the bumbling police officers, the homeless man who has a hidden treasure, the panhandler, the jealous soldier, and many other supporting roles were really good. If Memory Serves is a really good homage and tribute to classic silent cinema. In some ways, it even surpasses the 2011 Academy Award-winning film The Artist. That movie was set in Hollywood, and it was all about silent movies going into sound. However, this feature feels like it was made in the actual time it was set in. As much as I love The Artist and its way of making silent movies quote-unquote hip again, I don't think studios at the time were releasing movies about actors having trouble going into talkies. If Memory Serves is at a decent enough length, but I feel the movie spends more time on other characters rather than our two leads. I never felt the story about the homeless guy wanting to reunite with his family and the treasure, nor the one about the other soldier who becomes somewhat jealous of our main hero, had any weight or real connection to the main plot. They almost feel like separate movies, like they should have their own story. They're good, but they just don't fit into the main plot there, alright? Making a silent black and white film, especially in this day and age of beta fest driven blockbusters, shows a lot of integrity on the filmmaker's part. Even though everything was shot digitally, the way the actors move on screen, you think it was actually shot using the same cameras from back then. The movie does feature sound, but it's not used as a cheap gimmick. It actually works into the context of the plot. At just over an hour and 11 minutes, If Memory Serves actually does serve as a good throwback to a style of filmmaking that has been long gone, but should never be forgotten. I'm going to give If Memory Serves, I'm going to give a solid 4 out of 5 stars. I am The Vern, this has been the Cinema Recall Podcast. You can listen to all of our episodes on iTunes, Stitcher Radio, Podomatic, I believe Player FM, many other places right now. You can follow us on Twitter at @cinema_recall. Check us out on Facebook. We are just look up Cinema Recall there. Well, you can also email us too. We are at cinemarecall@gmail.com. I do know I have another feature film to talk about for the festival, as well as a series of short movies. And I hope to get to that hopefully next week. We have another horror episode of Terror Tuesdays coming up here next week. And yes, and also I'm going to be looking for guests to join us to talk about their favorite moments from the classic whodunit mystery Clue of 1985. You see, there's a new movie coming out called The Murder on the Orient Express. It's the remake. I've never seen the original yet, and I should be talking about that movie, but no. I'm talking about the classic whodunit movie, Clue. And I'm looking for a guest to talk about their favorite moment from that wonderful ensemble comedy, alright? And that'll be coming sometime in November, and then we're going to do other episodes about favorite holiday movie scenes, and we'll go into that as well. But I'm going to wrap up with it right now. Hope you all have a great weekend, and I will talk to you next week, alright? So long, everybody.
This podcast is a proud member of the LAMB Podcasting Network. Find the network at largeassmovieblogs.com.